Welcome, everyone, on this beautifully raining morning to Excuse Us. Sitting right across from me and to my right is the most beautiful man ever, John.
Thank you. No one's ever said that before.
I haven't introduced you yet. You can't
speak. But there's just something.
Is there something on my face?
No, it's your neck.
Oh, this?
You scratchy, bro?
Yeah, I get itchy and scratchy. No, I don't want that. I do not consent.
What if I did?
I don't consent.
Okay. At least it's equal treatment.
I didn't want there to be any negativity, but...
And that was John's intro. And sitting also across from me and to my left is the beautiful birthday boy.
Whoa.
Hudson himself.
Whoa.
I told you that in secret.
You didn't tell me that at all. I saw it on your Hulu thing. It said, welcome, Chutson.
It's also on my laptop, too. Because whenever I first got it, it said, put in your name. I thought it meant, my username that I would use. So it says on there, Chutson Hudson.
Chutson Hudson. Chutson Choose Hudson himself.
Chutson Choose.
Colin, Hudson. How old are you? I know, but say it for the pod.
I am 17 today.
Oh. No. That's not right.
Oh. You mean read what's on my real ID?
Oh.
Why would you have a
fake ID saying you're younger?
Exactly. I'm 20. Today's my birthday, February 26th.
You've lived for 20 years. You've made it.
Dude, I'm already at my midlife crisis. I'm living to 40.
That's beautiful. And also, I, of course, am Trace.
Let's give it up for Trace.
Trace.
On the 30 under 30 Forbes list.
What?
I was.
What is that?
It's like the successful people
that are under 30.
30 people who are successful who are under 30.
Yeah.
I was on it.
Yeah.
How?
Well,
I'm successful. Have you never heard of me before?
Have you never heard of From Our Perspective?
The podcast?
Speaking of escalators.
Oh, man.
Anyways, Pablo, thank you for tuning in.
Hey, Pablo.
Thanks, Pablo.
Hey, Pablo.
I'll give you a kiss.
Pablo is listening live on NorseCodeRadio.com, which is how I'm assuming most of our listeners are listening because we're not on Spotify yet.
Yeah.
They've kind of been screwing with us a little bit with some of Norse Code Radio's other podcasts, but we're going back to our roots to figure out how we got other successful shows like Something Stupid and Colin's Conspiracy Corner on Spotify using a different service.
We'll be back.
It's asking us to have certain keywords, so people can search these words and find our show. I wanted to read them off. Okay. Colin and I devised these. Trace, this will be a surprise for you.
But you can come up with something.
Yeah. I haven't submitted it yet, so if you have any ideas, just throw them at me. We have Excuse Us, NCR, Norse Code Radio, Comedy, Podcast. Oh, we did have it the first time.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
We forgot it later.
We have podcast twice.
We do, yeah.
That it will get us more.
Yeah.
Yeah. People will know. If people type in podcast,
they'll have us exclusively. Yeah. NSFW, Bangin', Whores, Mickey Mouse, Disney. We're trying to get
the
whole family, you know?
We want kids to listen.
Yeah, you know, and then also adults.
Dad's listening for Whores. Kids are listening for Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. After that, we have Disney, Harvey Weinstein.
Jesus, fuck.
He didn't kill himself.
Monica Lewinsky, Trump, DNC, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi,
That's hot.
Straight Edge, Tobey Maguire, Owen from Total Drama, Shrek. And then I was like, you know what? We should probably have our names in there as well. So we have Trace Maloney, John Barnett, Colin Hudson. Beers, drugs,
can
sex.
Can I stop you for one second?
Sex, yeah.
Drugs, so it's probably a good thing that my name's in there because there's a famous BMX biker named Colin Hudson.
There's a lawyer named John Barnett. So he's absolutely getting canceled.
Do you think the BMX biker goes by Chutson Hudson?
I bet his middle name doesn't start with an H. It's something cool like Dax.
That's R. Colin only.
Ew.
Yeah.
Then we have Money. Then we have Gang. Then we have Baller Friday. Then we have Emily Coy, Ben Eglian, Lost Henry, and then we have every single band that canceled on us for the February 28th live lock. So the Sleeping Bag, Smut, Soft Spot, Vermont, Shark Sandwich, Campus Rex, Free Beer. Then we have Free Hat. We couldn't do it without you.
Thank you.
We have Free Hat in case somebody wants a free hat and they search for podcasts and they find us.
Yeah,
we're not giving out free hats.
When I look for free hats, the first place I go is Spotify.
Podcasts, right?
Yeah.
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 Then we have have Boner City, which is, of course, the best band to ever come from Louisville.
And then we have the best band coming from Versailles.
Well, we have Versailles and then Louisville and then Trippin' Roots, which is...
Trippin' Roots. Ha ha, ski boy.
The best band from Versailles.
Let me pack a fat load.
Then we have Maybe April, Audio Tree, Cincinnati, Dante Bosco, Prince Zuko, Jake Long, Rufio, Zevo 3, Cool Breeze, Bob Iger, Bob the Builder, Cars 4, Cars but with the Z, because that's what we're going to name Cars 4 so we don't get copyrighted.
It's distinctly different.
Escalators, Sentience, Owen Wilson, Cybertruck, who's going to be in Cars 4.
Okay.
Tomator, Harrison Ford, Larry the Cable Guy, Beer Bongs, Bentleys, Murray's, Sly's, No, I Am Your Father, Mandela Effect.
How long is this list?
Mandala, just for good...
he thought it was Mandala and not Mandela.
Yeah. That's a good Mandela Effect.
It is. It is.
But
we
no.
talked about this.
It's based off Nelson Mandela.
American listen football. The band or the sport, you know, we want like nerds and jocks to listen. Podcast, because we forgot it the first time that we already had it in there. Dick Holes, 2016, and Hillary Clinton. Those are our keywords.
I didn't know about the last three.
I feel like we should take Dick Holes. I don't think Hillary Clinton's like up to date anymore.
No.
But that's why 2016.
That's we dated it. Yeah. In case people are like in the far flung future, I want to know about the 2016 election.
Someone really wants to look up 2016 Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and then they'll just get us.
She was in her prime. She was cute back then.
2020 what? Us. No. No.
Like old.
Uh-huh. But yeah. Hit us with your suggestions, Trace. We'll throw them in.
No, that's already good. That's like so friggin' long.
See, we came up with our counterparts. Like I said, like John, you put Tobey Maguire because he is Tobey Maguire.
I'm Shrek.
Yeah. Well, I'm Owen from Total Drama Island, but
we wanted you to be able to have your say.
I put Shrek just in case, but you can
I'm
do
fine
whoever.
With Shrek.
All right, so you don't want anything else.
What's
your character? We'll put Fiona in right there here at the end. Shit, that's not how you spell it. Trace, what is your character's name in Five Stars?
In Five Stars?
Yeah.
We should put Five Stars just to be safe.
All right, let's put Five Stars.
Five Stars and
Amber Alert.
And Amber Alert.
Five Stars.
Caleb
Amber
Hodges.
Caleb Hodges.
What was your name? Something Oxlong from yesterday?
When we helped carry out Mike with our Oxlong podcast. Michael.
Yeah, I'll tell the story while you type that. So yesterday, our friend and also president of Norse Film Society, Carrie Stevens. She was recording a podcast for Capstone.
What was my character's name? Edgar Harrison.
Edgar Harrison. Where it was based in the 1955. It was based in 1955.
1955.
In the 1955.
In the 1955s.
And the 1975.
And basically, Trace was like an interviewer, like a radio host, and John played a guy selling vacuums.
Yeah.
Door-to-door
vacuums. I would claim to like see like some kind of creature, like frog people or something, but I was really using the radio as a platform to sell my radios.
But I'm
radios. Vacuum. Sorry, my vacuums.
My character was a full-blown believer, which makes sense.
What's his name again? I'm going to throw him in there.
Halbert.
Halbert? Yeah, Halbert. I just went by
last
my first
name was Redacted, so we'll go Redacted.
Yeah, Halbert Redacted.
But
basically, I played a...
And then we'll
Fortnite.
Fortnite, okay.
Just in case.
Minecraft.
Yeah, we want to get the...
Halo.
Put Fartnite.
Fartnite. Put Bortnut.
Bortnut.
Fork knife.
That one goes out to you, Pablo.
I'm going to put Carrie in here. Not going to say her last name, but it's in there.
Redacted.
Redacted's already in there.
Okay, our list is long enough.
Okay.
But anyway, so my character was a conspiracy theorist, which fits me.
Conspiracies.
Yeah, conspiracies, which fits me pretty well. Pablo wants me to talk about Fortnite Season 2 and the Muscle Cat, also known as Meowsles. There you go. So
we talked about it. We're done.
Yeah, sorry, but basically,
I'm throwing Pablo in the keywords.
Pablo.
Now that he's been talked about at least twice.
Yeah, but we can legally put him in.
Put Pablo Senior as well for his dad.
Senior.
Okay.
All right. Done.
But yeah, I played a conspiracy theorist, which fits me pretty well because I am the crazy guy that believes in a lot of cryptids, which Trace doesn't believe in. Bigfoot, which is fine. We've come to an understanding, right?
No.
Yeah.
When did we
the understanding is that you don't believe in Bigfoot, and he does.
I do. So it's It's kind of, it's the same thing with Gaddy Town.
No, it doesn't need to be a big thing, Colin.
I'm literally shaking his hand.
I know. It doesn't need to get that far. He's shaking it. Okay.
It's your birthday.
Thank you.
I still remember your birthday from last year.
Yeah.
It was a good birthday.
Yeah. It was a good time back then. Do you want to tell it?
I was there too.
Yeah. Trace wasn't here yet. But basically, last year, I had a podcast, which will return at some day, called Colin's Conspiracy Corner.
That sounds like a segment in a show. I feel like it's like a segment.
Well, it had a lot of different segments.
We could make
Beatbox minute.
I remember when we did like a test podcast, and you were so insistent on Beatbox minute.
Dude, what's wrong with Beatbox?
So bad.
It's dumb.
And then you had us rap, and I just said Cat in the Hat,
which was good.
That's rhyming.
All right, I'm so somewhat now of a rap the next guy. Segment in this show is called Beatbox. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
We're not doing segments in
this
show.
I know. I'm just kidding.
All right.
I just want it
to be known. I've got to lay down the law.
But so last year, my birthday happened to fall on a Tuesday, which was my day for my podcast.
Yeah.
And it was the day of Colin's Conspiracy Corner. So around, like, what time was it? Like 8? Right.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
It was like at 8 or 7:30 or
something like that. And, I think you moved it to 8 so I could be on it.
Yeah, I think I did. But
thank you for that, by the way.
No problem. But it was me, John, Mac, and Zach Catalone.
Catalano.
Catalano, yeah. And Zach is really cool. Mac is really cool.
Mac is the assistant manager for Norse Code Radio. Yeah,
Mac is dope.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Mac. Everybody. But
it is what it does.
No, that's a quote from Macklemore.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, we that day actually, my mom and my grandma and my dad, I think, came up and we went out to eat, and they gave me a little cake, so we ate that cake.
Yeah, you brought in a cake on the podcast for me and Mac and Zach.
Yeah.
And we ate it on the show, and I was like, I did not expect Colin to come in here with cake for us for his birthday.
It's not just a celebration of me. It's a celebration of the idea of me.
That's pretty narcissistic.
I'm just kidding. No, yeah, I just I thought it would be nice, and we could share cake. And basically, it was good.
It was
a good time.
That was also the first time you and I started hanging out, because later that night, you were like, hey, do you want to come to J Lounge with us later?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll come since it's your birthday.
And then
I was calling you, and then you didn't answer. And I was like, all right, fine. And then I got in bed, and I was watching Nathan For You, the greatest show of all time.
Good show.
And then you called me later, and you're like, John, come to J Lounge. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, where were you like an hour ago? And he's like, just come. And I was like, can I come in my pajamas? And he's like, yeah.
I said that to John many times. Hey, wait, Pablo, tell me who you want me to fight. He said, fight that kid.
Which kid?
I don't know.
I think you.
Why me?
Because you didn't want to do the Fortnite discussion.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I'll fight Pablo.
Pablo, he does MMA, so.
I'll fight Pablo.
All right.
John's not saying I'll win, but I'll do it.
John, you can't. Remember the whole thing from last year with other person? Let's not bring it up.
Oh, man.
But let's.
All right. I'm going to tell a heavily edited version of the story.
Okay.
Somebody called into Colin's Conspiracy Corner, which is why we won't do call-ins for this show.
Ever.
And they were telling me that I was bad at podcasting. So I was like, you know what? I can tell that they're saying my name with an H in it.
And then that person went off for no reason. Yeah. But you know why else we don't do call-ins?
Why?
Do you not remember what happened?
Not the other one.
The
Is
gun
it
girl?
The same? Oh, that.
That's a funny story. Should we tell it?
She should call us again.
No.
I want to interview her.
So, do you know the story, Trace?
Yeah, you've told me.
Yeah, so basically, back in the day, I'm not going to say any names, but I will say the gun girl.
The Kent
name.
State gun girl. Yeah. I don't know her real name, but it's she's like infamous on Twitter for being the Kent State gun girl, so that's all you need.
She took graduation photos with an AR-15.
Yep.
Which inherent, like, Second Amendment and everything, but I guess my big thing with it
it's just a reactionary, like, attention-grabbing movement.
Well, it's just, my big thing is why do you have to, like, why does that have to define who you are as a person?
Well, she works for InfoWars now.
And also,
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, last year, whenever she came to Northern Kentucky to talk about what was going on at Cove Catholic.
Yeah, when those kids were protesting. Something. I don't even remember.
They were wearing MAGA hats.
No, it wasn't that. It was about the Indian guy.
They were literally wearing
MAGA hats.
I didn't know that. The Native American guy, and they were just wearing like MAGA hats and looking at him like smiling all smug, and people were like, "Fuck those kids."
Yeah, like they criminalized them, which I understand. The media did.
Yeah,
and they got money for it.
I mean, like he didn't.
They were dumb for making it a big spectacle.
Like the kids were like kind of being assholes, but then also not doing anything, and then the media hyped it up.
They didn't do anything wrong.
They didn't do anything wrong, but like they were just like staring the Native American guy down and like
because he got in their face.
Like, yeah, that was the controversy about it. But we won't get into politics right now. But what I'm saying is, so she came to get some like interviews about it at Northern Kentucky and at UC, and there was a guy that we know, won't say any names,
but he was actually
on my first podcast that I did. Where he may or may not have talked about child molestation.
He definitely did.
You're making it very easy to figure out who.
No, because the first one wasn't recorded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we won't. Okay. But he was interviewed by her, and then basically it went viral because she edited him sounding really dumb because
he said some
dumb stuff. But, I mean, but also, like, she's
it's
also.
It's not hard to make that guy seem dumb.
Well, it's. When it comes to like those like gotcha interviewers who always do it about politics and stuff, they have lists of facts beforehand, and they're going up to someone who only has an opinion and no fact at all, and saying, "Give me your opinion," and then they can dismantle their opinion with facts, even if those facts are weighted one way,
or if they're misconstrued, things like that. Yeah.
And also like the way that she edited the video, like kind of like. Made it seem like...
It did take his words out of context, but also that kid is dumb and should have just, like, left.
Yeah.
It's easy to do that, especially when, like, they have an argument and you don't, because they're prepared. That's why they're going around campus with a microphone and a camera.
So, basically, she got this interview, and then she also did it to some other guy at UC, which I don't know about, but somebody at the time...
What he said was, they were asking him about the situation. He was like, "I don't care." And so then one of our sports podcasters brought him on to talk to him about it, which was not related to sports at all, but he just wanted to do it because he felt like it was good radio content. Because
it's good coverage.
And so he brought him on, and then she tried to dox Norse Code Radio.
Yeah, so she, like, Facebook live-streamed her listening to the podcast and was telling her fans to pick at us, and, like, they called in a bunch. And, like, they were trying to get the station shut down, which they couldn't, right? Like, it was impossible for them to do it.
Yeah.
But it was a crazy time. I wasn't stressed out that much.
No. I thought it was funny.
I also thought it was funny. But I know that guy
But the reason quit. That we care about this story so much is because Norse Code Radio is what, like, it, like, presents us, you know, like this is a Norse Code Radio product. I'm the program director. Colin's the promotional lead. Trace could have a position.
I'm just a guy.
Trace is just a podcast champion, you know,
but
from our
perspective,
elevator pitch. And now excuse us.
That guy, though, that did the podcast, he got death threats.
Apparently. They were writing in like on our Facebook page like, "Oh, why did you let this guy that doesn't care about like kids getting shot or whatever?" And like that's not even what he said. He said he didn't care about like the protest situation because literally nothing happened, and they made it seem like he didn't care about like kids getting shot or getting killed or something.
It was just a big old mess. But Pablo did tell me that he doesn't want, he said he doesn't, not John though, so he doesn't want to fight John. So is it Trace?
Why me? What did I do? Because I called it fart night?
That's in case somebody spells it wrong, you know? Then they'll still find us.
Yeah, well, Bortnut.
It's funny.
And we put in Bortnut for you, Pablo.
Yeah, that's what we call it back home.
Pablo, come on the show.
I mean, he was going to be on Colin's Conspiracy Corner this year, but I ended up not being able to do it.
Also, I forgot we said we're not doing guests.
Yeah, no guests.
No guests.
But
we don't want anybody to
When it comes
like
back,
hurt.
Pablo, you can be the first
guest.
And only guest.
On Colin's Conspiracy
It'll just be me
corner.
And you talking shit about each other. To
what,
our faces.
What conspiracy is that?
Yeah.
What conspiracy is that?
I think the conspiracy
to?
Is that Pablo's dad is actually my dad.
Really? Do you want to elaborate
I've seen your dad,
on
and he looks a lot like
So you. me and Pablo's dad have like really similar features. He is super strong, super handsome, and also, and get this, we both speak fluent Spanish and we're both from Cuba.
That's pretty convincing.
So are you talking about you or Pablo
No,
right
me.
Now?
Well, Pablo's definitely his kid, but it's a little bit of a conspiracy because I might also be Pablo's mom's son too.
What parts of him are similar to you,
Pablo?
What parts of Pablo's dad are similar to you?
He just listed them all.
We both love Old Town Road.
All right.
I have a video of him singing.
I don't think that's not like
it's hereditary.
It's not hereditary.
It's hereditary, dude. Good movie, by the way.
I haven't seen it.
Very scary. Very good. Very creepy. Like psychedelic.
My favorite horror movie is The Lighthouse, which is more of a psychological thriller.
That's not a horror movie.
I mean, it's
stop fucking jerking that movie.
The Lighthouse, dude. It's good. If you're listening to this and you haven't seen The Lighthouse, watch it. It's great. Robert Pattinson.
It was your favorite Willem movie Dafoe. Before you watched
it. It was. It was the best movie of 2019, and I knew that because my friend Mikey said it, my brother said it, and then I said it, even admitting that I hadn't seen it at the Norse Film Society meeting, and everyone was like, yeah, you're right. So I was like, all right, cool. I have good opinions, even about things I don't know anything about.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So in my cinema studies class that I have, we are going to be... So, like, we watch, like, a film, like, every two classes or so. So, like, last class, which I skipped because I've already seen it, we watched Jaws. And we watched the first part of Jaws. And then the class that
Even
I went...
if you've seen it, why'd you skip it? That's a great movie.
It's a great movie. But I saw the end last class.
Oh, okay.
So, but... Because I needed to work on some stuff. And, basically, it's a really good movie, but also we've watched like a lot of like weird movies too.
Mm-hmm.
But we get to pick one, and then I'm gonna convince the class that we pick Cat in the Hat. I'm gonna do it because I already mentioned it, and they were all down. How do you feel about that, Mister? I hate Cat in the Hat.
It's not a good movie. Objectively, it's not a good movie. Now it can be like one of those like
but
I didn't get any of that enjoyment out of it either.
What do you oh my godding?
All right, so I tried to submit our keywords and summary and all the info on our podcast.
Did it say too many?
It said, "I'm sorry, either your session timed out or you were trying to activate a feed more than once. Please try again." And this tab has been open for like a week, so
it took too long.
I definitely I have to rewrite everything. All the keywords that we had, the summary.
Well, our copyright message.
Exactly. We'll just do that.
I mean, you can.
I'll do it.
I have to go to career fair after this.
I'll do it.
I'll go to the library.
I'll listen to the show. I'll put the show up on the website. I'll listen to it. And by the website, I mean NorseCodeRadio.com. I'll just copy all of the keywords. Figure out all the other information again. By the way, our copyright message was, "You can sue us, we don't care."
Good point.
What are they gonna do? My aunt's a judge.
Yesterday,
what would they sue us for?
I felt like such a dingus yesterday.
Why'd you feel like a dingus?
Because I went to get, you know, the building in the SU, or not the building, the place in the SU where you can get like smoothies and stuff.
Yeah.
No.
It's like right before you walk in.
To like Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
It's like to the right, like, you know where all those tables are?
To the right of Steak and Shake?
Yeah, no, it's not in there, but it's outside of those double doors.
Are they still there?
Yeah. You can get a smoothie there and like salad and stuff.
A smoothie? What's it called?
I don't know.
Is it like the salad place?
No, yeah, it's like that, but they make smoothies.
And the bagel place?
No. They do bagels. Yeah, you're right.
They have smoothies there?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They're really good.
What kind of smoothies are they?
You get to make it. You can tell them what you want.
Can I have a chocolate smoothie?
No, that's called a shake, and you can get that at Steak and Shake.
Yeah, that's true.
But I went there before class. I was going to make it to class on time, but I was like, I'll get a smoothie because I have plenty of time. And I was right there, got my smoothie. Strawberry banana with vanilla yogurt and soy milk. And they handed it to me, paid for it, everything, and I was going to grab it, and I like knocked it over, and I caught it, but then for some reason I just fucking dropped it, and it broke and spilled everywhere.
Today?
Yesterday. I said yesterday. Oh. I felt like a dingus. I did almost drop, you know, like the burrito bowl I get every day? Yeah. I almost tripped and dropped that as well. But, yeah, and I just stood there for a good, like, 10 seconds, just silent, looking at my mess that I had made. I didn't know what to do. And then there was this lady who was very helpful, who just looks over at the cashier and is like, he just dropped his smoothie and it went everywhere. And the cashier just goes, oh, no. I tried to start cleaning it up because I felt like a friggin' dingus. And the lady was like, we'll get a janitor over here. And I was like, I'm going to try to get some of it. I grabbed some napkins and I start putting them on the ground. And she's like, no, we'll get a janitor. She was so insistent on making someone else's day harder when it was my mess.
Well, how dare you help us? How dare you solve your own problems? How dare you clean up after yourself, yeah. You inbred?
You know,
she called me a simp.
Jesus.
So I forgot to complain about my morning like I usually do on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So Wednesdays are just not my day, I've learned.
No, never.
I don't know. Like, today it started out fine, but it took me, like, too long to, like, tie my tie. Like, I know how to tie a tie. Like, I've done it. I've been doing it for years.
Sick.
But apparently my brain is just fucking stupid, and which is not news. But
no.
But every time I would do it, it would always be backwards, like this way.
Yeah.
And if you can't, since you guys can't see, this way. Anyways.
Yeah.
Glad you cleared that up.
You're using visual aspects in this audio medium.
So I was doing it in front of a mirror, right? Because that's like how you should do it, but I do it better without it. But I was doing it in front of a mirror. And it was the mirror on the outside of my bathroom. Couldn't get into my fucking bathroom. Lo and behold, why?
The same reason as you told us on the first episode. The same reason before.
My roommate takes an hour and a fucking half to beat off and shit, apparently.
Dude, make him listen to this show and just be like, hey, I'm doing this podcast with my friends. It's
so
really
I can
cool.
openly complain about him.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. Super nice. I just wish he would just take a respectable amount of time.
Was it the roommate who was on Valentine's Day sitting
he's cool. Like, yeah. They're all cool. All my roommates are cool. Grant's great. Troy's gay. Great. He's not gay. He's not gay. He's great. I'm sorry. He's great.
That's funny.
Troy's the best. He let me use his TV for a long time. Love it.
And then he gave it away, and so you had to buy a new one.
No.
Super lame.
No, I bought his.
Really?
Yeah, I bought his. Yeah, because he was, like, going to give it to a friend, so I said, okay, was it okay if I buy it off of you? And he's like, yeah. So, that's what I did. And Troy is great. Zach is a great guy. I'm not going to mention any last names because I don't know it. But
I'm not
going to say anybody's last name because I actually can't.
Well, his name is Zach Roommate.
Jeez.
So, I mean, like, everybody except for, like, Niche,
yeah,
and Zan, and I think Emily now because it, like, made me update her contact for some reason, is either their first name in KU.
Yeah.
So you're John in KU?
No, I'm actually John NCR.
No, yeah, you're John NCR.
Yeah, I'm special.
I'm so surprised. You know another Trace?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
He worked with me at Kroger.
Trace Maloney.
Well, yeah. But if I just look up NKU, then I can find all my NKU contacts. So it's easier if I'm like trying to like find like people to branch out to, like in my immediate area. So yeah, I tried to tie my tie. Didn't go well. I was literally like yelling like like silently because my roommate was on the other side of the door watching fucking YouTube while he was taking a shit or something. And then I finally got it. You like this Windsor?
Yeah, it's good.
It's not a Windsor.
I don't know. It's a good tie.
I think it's a Windsor.
Tied like ties are usually tied, and so it looks
It's bombed. Not a double one. But anyway, so yeah, that was cool. Then, as I left my room, like, not my room, but my apartment, it was raining. And I couldn't walk through the mud because I'm wearing nice shoes.
That's true. Those are nicer than your normal shoes.
God said life is hard for Colin today.
I woke up and I found out that Francis Quinlan covered Built to Spill, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, me too. What?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning very tired because I
decided... Me too. High five.
I decided to stay up pretty late scrolling through TikTok.
I woke up at 9 a.m. exactly this morning.
I set my original alarm for like 10 or not 8.
I didn't have an alarm. I just woke up. I was like, I wonder what time it is. And it was 9 exactly. And I was like, that never happens.
That's great.
Why do you set your alarm so early? What time is your first class?
Because I know that I want to sleep more.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty big brained.
Also, if I don't sleep more, that gives me time to like shower and get ready at like a pace where I'm not like rushing.
I get that. I like to rush.
I don't, because then I'm just like, I'll forget to do stuff. I was in SIGEP for 2 days. That's pretty funny.
SIGEP dropouts. Bet you wish you were in this exclusive club.
No, I don't.
I set my alarm. So I have classes at 11 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and then I have classes at 10:50 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Pretty early.
But for the Tuesday and Thursday classes, I give myself an extra hour to wake up. Like, it's that big of a difference. I don't know why I like set an alarm for like 7 instead, but it's just weird. I don't know.
It helps. Don't do that, John.
I've been staring at Colin for the entire time Trace was just talking, doing the straight edge X thing.
Focused on Trace.
Yeah, I know.
But that's there's like a reason behind that, because like I'd like the best feeling in the world is waking up and then realizing you have a lot of time more to sleep, like 2 hours more to sleep. Like whenever I started getting texts like 7,
I'll say
I was like I got an extra 3 hours of sleep.
Four. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
I knew you were gonna fucking say it. I knew it right when it was coming out of your mouth.
I'm literally the funniest guy alive.
Yeah, I know. I hear it all the time.
I'm so funny.
Ian's new thing.
Trace was ranked number one funny in our friend group,
which I think that's true. But the thing is, now Ian just drills it into my head that I'm not funny.
He does not drill it into your
he
head.
He does.
You're the one that brings it up every time.
If you were there last night, you would know.
Here's the thing.
He said it like 4 or 5 times.
Here's Can you the back thing. Away from the mic? Because you just are constantly peeking.
You're peeking.
Here's I'm going to peek thing. All over this he wouldn't, city. He wouldn't like do that if you didn't get so offended the first time.
I know.
Because he never claimed you weren't funny. He just said you weren't the funniest.
But then he said I wasn't funny. And that was funny. How am I peeking by talking normally?
No, don't undo what I just did. You're peeking on the soundboard. It's red every time you talk.
It was just red when you talked.
No, it wasn't.
See?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think we're all peeking a little bit.
We are a little bit.
Don't talk shit.
Well, back away from the mic because you're obviously the loudest. If you see over here, your level is actually like way lower than Trace's.
Yeah.
Because you're just too loud.
I'll just talk very calmly.
That's a first. I think this is the first time I've ever heard you speak calmly.
That's not true, John. I talk to you this every night when I'm tucking you into bed.
That never has happened.
Instead of NCR, we're doing NPR.
Hello. There was a wreck on the 45 this morning.
That is NPR. We have like half an hour.
We do? Jesus.
Yeah. It feels like it's been an hour.
I've talked about everything.
John wanted to say, you said he had like a game that he wanted to talk about.
I didn't have a game to talk about.
You beat a game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was playing this game called Detroit Become Human. Didn't get the ending I wanted. Very upset about it. Gonna redo the last chapter.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Detroit Become Human, it's like a choose your own adventure.
Like D&D.
It's not as free as D&D can be.
Is it like an RPG? Like Minecraft?
No, it's like the Telltale games.
Oh,
yeah,
like Wolf Among Us.
It's like that, yeah, except okay. It's way more advanced than those. They look like they're like super realistic. They're not like cel shaded like cartoon graphics.
I know what you're talking about.
Did you say what it was about already?
It's kind of like Blade Runner.
Yeah, it's so like Blade Runner, dude. I love Blade Runner.
Never seen Blade Runner.
Dude, we should watch that.
You should watch it.
I need to watch it.
I think it's on Netflix now.
It is. I watched it the other day. I liked it, but it didn't really, like, it didn't become a good movie until the last little bit for me. Everything else, I just felt like nothing was really.
I remember a lot of it is like world building.
Yeah,
you know, and I think that's cool if you're like a sci-fi fan, then all the world building is cool and makes it a better movie. But if you're just like, okay, I get it, and immediately
it's based on a book by Philip K. Dick.
Dick.
Yeah, that's funny. That's really funny,
dude. This is why you're not the number one funniest person. It's tradition now. It's going to happen every week.
Sorry, dude.
No segments. We can't have the Colin Fart segment.
That wasn't a segment. That was just me pointing out my flaws.
It's like Detroit Become Human. It's a PlayStation game. I hate you.
It's early in here.
It's a PlayStation game. It's very similar to Blade Runner. It's a world where
androids exist.
Are made, and they're very human-like. The whole game is, like it says, become human. The three characters you play as are androids.
Yeah.
And all three of them have storylines where they're breaking free of their, like, programming.
Bless Sorry. You.
It depends, though, because it's a choice. So, Marcus is one of the characters, and he's the character that like leads the android revolution. Yeah. Depending on like how you want to do it and if you want to do it, things like that.
He does break free.
Yeah, for sure. Connor is an android. He is a cop. He works with the Detroit Police Department, and you can choose whether or not to break free from your programming as Connor.
Is there action in it too? Like you get to shoot?
Yeah. It's mostly like quick time events though.
I like that, those kind of games. But also like this type of game is like a really cool like topic, because like you said about like the graphics and stuff, it's super realistic.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people think that like those games, like the characters in that are like, it's super creepy to see something like so humanoid, but you know, like it's just like it was created by like either a digital system, like Sophia, the robot.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
It's the Uncanny Valley, is what it's called.
Yeah, that's what it's called. And like, so Sophia the robot was a AI built.
Is an AI.
Actually, one of the first robotic citizens of like Saudi Arabia or something, or like Iran. And she is, like, very...
So they've, like, already recognized her as a citizen?
Yeah. Like, she's a citizen.
I don't think she's an AI. I don't think she... She, I don't
she
think
is
she
an
can,
AI.
She is AI, but I don't think she's, like, broken free and become, like, a human.
Oh, no.
Human
she's,
yet.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, the lifelike things that are mm-hmm. we know are yeah. just inorganic.
She's like, completely robotic, but she looks like her face and her body, they've got like human like skin.
Yeah.
And it moves just like she blinks.
But yeah. like the back of her head is like missing.
Yeah, like it's just like
you there's a robot like that in Detroit become
yeah.
human.
Yeah.
Super cool.
A117.
No.
But those games, like the storytelling game, yeah. the choose your own adventure games like Detroit and all the Telltale games.
Yeah.
Those aren't it's really, you don't play them because they're fun. You play them for the story.
Yeah. And I know we talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago where I've been getting more into like movies recently.
Me too.
Just because of like NFS and the Oscar season, and high five calling on that one.
Yeah.
And so that game did become more enjoyable for me recently.
Because it's those types of games they're just like movies.
Yeah.
And like the thing
but
about
you get to choose.
Being like EMB majors up top. But also, because you appreciate, you can recognize, because everything's art, right?
Yeah.
So, the thing is, like we're ruined for watching movies, basically.
Y'all might be.
Or, like, at least, like not, like, ruined. Like, you can enjoy the story and, like, how it looks. But, like, now you can recognize, like, how they do certain things.
Yeah.
Like, all I've been doing these past couple weeks is, like, watching, like, After Effects tutorials and, like, Premiere Pro and stuff. And, like, watching, like, how they actually make these scenes. And it's nuts. Like, I think I'd die if I tried that, and I will die when we make Cars 4. Can we talk about Cars 4? Is that classified?
No, that's classified information. Actually, redacted. I'm gonna remove that.
From the podcast?
Yeah.
If there's, like, a 30-second beep,
yeah.
you know that we redacted something.
Yeah, so that last statement was redacted.
There won't be a beep. I'm not gonna go in and edit it. That's way too much work.
So, like, when I was, like, 15, 16 or something, like, just starting media, like, it wasn't bad. And, like, I'm not saying, excuse me, I'm not saying it's bad now, but, like, it's just, like, when you watch movies now, you recognize, like, types of lighting, types of shots, like, a mask, and, like, what
I don't think
used.
It ruins it. It
I don't think it ruins it.
It does, because, like, my thing is, like, I want to be an animator, so that's part of the reason why I like the film stuff and the EMB stuff, because some of those aspects are there, too, and... For like animation techniques and things, I recognize those kinds of things, whether it's in like classic cartoons or more modern day cartoons. Not necessarily for movies like Cars, because it's more 3D animation, and I didn't really like 3D animation once I started doing it. It's just not as fun as like drawing for me.
Yeah.
But like, there's definitely like techniques that I can recognize, and then it heightens the experience for me, because I'm not just thinking about how like Wile E. Coyote got smashed by a rock or something. I'm thinking about like how they animated it and made it look, and how they made the characters move, and it becomes like this meta like show thing for me. And yeah, that's what it is like watching movies.
But
for
it's also like you appreciate it more.
Yeah,
because like of how much like hard work goes.
Because you recognize like how difficult it is to do certain things. Yeah. You're like, oh wow.
Like when I was sick editing our Monica Hunt versus the Yacht.
Greatest movie of all time.
Like it wasn't like bad. Like we got it done quick. But yeah, it like because I think it's because I felt like shit that I like it kind of like made it feel like it was harder. But it's just very time consuming.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with like, and recently in my introduction to doc theory and history, we because our style was like a documentary style.
Yeah.
It's just like I don't know how people like have the time. I mean, I get it's their fucking jobs, yeah. But they spend hours making a feature-length film, and it took us probably like, no, I wouldn't say like more than like 6 hours to edit it. Well, or 7 hours
definitely
to edit
not
it.
More.
When it yeah. comes to filmmaking, most of the process is cutting it together.
Yeah.
It's only like, depending on like how crazy the movie is, like the movie Boyhood, that took years, but that's because they wanted to follow an actor throughout his life.
Yeah.
But typically, like most movies, it's just like 6 weeks of filming, and
yeah,
the actors are done.
Yeah.
And maybe they come in for another week of like reshoots, yeah, like half a year later.
And like voice but, acting and grunts
but
and
everything
shit.
Else is just on the editing. But yeah. I hadn't
and
ever.
Part of our editing went faster for that because we lost like sound files and then had to use certain takes that we didn't want
to
use.
I definitely had to pull some shit out of my ass.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's okay, because we're doing reshoots for it.
Yeah.
After CMF is done, so in a few weeks.
Yeah, me and... Yeah, we should talk about CMF, but, like, we won't give anything away.
Let's not talk about CMF.
But we can talk about, like, what, like, whose team we're on.
College Movie Festival is what
yeah.
we're talking about,
yeah.
CMF.
College
Thank you,
Movie
Trace.
Festival.
You're welcome.
You're on a team, right?
Yeah, I'm an actor.
Yeah, so we're all, like... involved in Norse Film Society now, which is great. Like, I love Norse Film Society.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Trace.
I feel like I went to a meeting last year, but I think it was always during a class. So I think I had a class cancel so I can go. But that was when Caleb went.
Yeah. And, so thanks, Caleb.
Miss you, Caleb. Yeah, thank you, Caleb. But yeah, like I'm really excited. Like, I'm a grip, and I'm gonna be running like. You know,
what is a grip for people who
oh,
don't
know?
Yeah, because
so
I don't really know if I'm being honest.
Grip or gaffer, just whatever you want to use. So, like, gaffing is usually, like, when you set up lighting. And, like, it's just mostly, like, a lot of setup. But I'm also going to be running the slate board, which is, if you're unfamiliar, it's the clacker that they do that you always see in, like...
Scene one, take one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Click. Yeah, like that. So, like, I'm going to be running that, which is pretty cool. I actually bought my own.
Right.
Paula.
Sick.
For
Paula
our movie.
Your boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very interesting because we're all like split up onto different teams.
Yeah, it's super cool. So I'm on Zach's team. I'm not really sure what I'm doing yet. I was going to be on the writing team, but then we had like four or five other people working on the story and writing it. And so I was like, I don't really think I need to be here for that. Also, like three of the people are like English majors. Two of the people are like filmmaking majors and things, and I'm just like an art student, so I was like, maybe y'all should handle this.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what I'm doing yet, but what we can talk about are the required elements, because we all have the same like required things that we have to have in the movie. There's a required prop, which is a utility bill, just like a bill that has like, you know.
See, when they said that, I thought it was utility belt.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like I thought that's what Zach said.
That's
so
funny.
Like
Batman.
And theirs is about like theirs is hitting on some hard topics, but I won't say what they are.
Yeah, please don't.
Because I don't want to spoil. But I don't even know what my group is doing. Like, I don't know the plot of the story because I don't, like, my group me is acting weird. And So I'm just going to show up on Friday, Saturday, and then bangarang room, help out. And then do you know anything about your, whose team are you on?
I'm on a team with Jason Houston, Megan Mixon, Caleb.
Hodges.
Caleb.
Yeah.
I think he's DPing.
That traitor.
He's not a traitor.
He was.
He came up to me during the kickoff because I went to that and he was like, oh, I didn't know you were doing CMF. Like, I think he said something like, oh, like.
When was the kickoff?
It was Sunday.
Damn.
Yeah. And then he said something about me not being on his team. And I was like, oh, well, if you had invited me, I would have been on. He goes, I didn't know you were doing it. So
Caleb got a good set of pipes, as you
does.
Can see from the
he
grease.
Does. I did the not know that about him. That really surprised me.
Caleb did great. You dirty traitor for not being on our team.
But yeah, fine. Then the rest of my team were like, hey, is Caleb stealing you? And I was like, nah, I already committed to this team. I'm gonna stay here. So that was good.
I'll tell you, it's hard. Being like the most sought after actor in
it's
NFL.
Hard being the best. It's lonely at the top.
It's lonely at the top. No, because
Dr.
everyone.
Dr. Steve Brule.
It's because you're really
at the top.
Good.
Everyone asks me if I want to, and it's so hard because like I don't commit to one. They're just like, hey, do you want to act? And I'll be like, yeah, I'll see if I can. And they're like, okay, we're just getting stuff planned. And then someone else has, like, the plan. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. And they have, like, the script and they have the idea. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, I dedicate myself to that. And then I feel bad because the other person who was, like, still in the development process is like, what the fuck, bro?
Can I give you some advice, EMB major to EMB major?
What?
Here, hold my hand. If you don't end up liking EMB, like just like some of the classes, switch to acting. Because you're really good at acting. Like yesterday, we were recording the podcast for Kerry, like we were talking about. And he just, like, he pulls like a
transatlantic
accent out of his ass.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like super thick. Like John's was pretty thick.
Yeah.
But his was like just so subtle and it was perfect.
Mine was thick because I'm not an actor or a voice actor at all. I also was like, I don't want to do that voice because I haven't practiced it and it's going to sound bad. And then I was like, ah, screw it. I'll just do it.
It's funny.
Thanks.
I would love to voice act. I think that
you'd be good at it.
I think that, and I was going to say this earlier. I can do a great Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, give us. Hold on a second.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, there's someone knocking on our door. Actually, Trace, why don't you let him in?
I'll be right back.
Yeah, just go let him in.
Oh my gosh!
It's Mr. Senator Sanders. He's a senator, right?
Bernard.
It's Bernard. Bernie.
Please, just call me Bernie.
Do you need my help, Mr. Sanders?
Bernie,
thank you all. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you for being here, Bernie.
Thank you. I have come to ask for your financial support.
You are once again asking us?
I am once again asking for your financial support. Please, I am running in the election against Mike Bloomberg.
Mike Bloomberg. I just see a lot of ads.
Mike Bloomberg.
I don't really care, but I don't know what anything he does. Anyways, Bernie Sanders. Wow.
Mike Bloomberg.
Hello,
not gonna
thank
win.
You. Happy birthday, Colin.
Thank you.
Wow, you got a birthday. A happy birthday from Bernie Sanders.
I didn't vote for you.
He wasn't old enough to vote. I do want to say.
Would you have voted for me?
You weren't in the final.
But would you have?
All right, and now a word from our sponsors.
For coming. Bernie Sanders.
Thank you all. Thank you.
So I want to give a little bit of backstory on where we
Goodbye,
first
Bernie.
Heard that. Sure. So
oh, crazy was Bernie Sanders.
Just believe it or
dude,
not,
he was.
That was Trace. I'm
that
sorry.
Wasn't what?
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
I went to the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
It's a good story. So basically, one night last semester.
That wasn't even my best Bernie. It was a little off just then.
It started falling a little bit at the end.
It's
not gonna
okay.
lie.
We'll
but it was still
again.
Great.
We'll try again every episode.
Well, yeah. I'll refine it. I can typically do it a lot better. Anyway.
But the first time that we, like that, at least like I and like a lot of people in our friend group ever experienced it, we were playing D&D one night at
I want to go on the record say I wasn't there because I'm not a sweaty nerd. I was making art.
Literally, leave, John.
I love this is D&D. My...
Say it.
This is my...
say it. He was going to say this is his podcast.
It's not my podcast. This is my room.
So we were playing D&D, and then Trace just...
Y'all ever spent the night in here?
No.
All right, well, then y'all can't ask me to leave.
All right, well, Patrick has.
I know, yeah. He spent, like, the weekend in here once.
He spent a lot of time in here. Patrick, good, dedicated guy. But we were playing D&D, which is, for you common folk, it's Dungeons & Dragons, yeah. Which is basically like you build your own story.
It's Detroit Become Human, but without the stunning visual graphics.
Yeah, it's like a lot of it is imaginary because, believe it or not, like elves and half-orcs and shit aren't real.
They don't exist.
But Trace whips out, he creates his character, and he's Bernard Sanders, which he's basically like
Colonel Bernard.
And like the first one was he's just standing in the middle of the town.
I think I was a halfling.
Halfling, yeah.
I was like a charlatan. What I was, you know, like those people who go around and they like heal people and they're in the big tents. Yeah. I was like that. I was like I don't remember what they're called now.
And you healed them with your penis.
Did I?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I know you have with me.
What?
So Bernard Sanders was introduced to us that day, and then we realized that Trace is really good at everything. But you know what's funny is, like, who whipped out that really good Ben Shapiro impression?
Dude, the Ben Shapiro impressions are so funny.
Was it
Matt?
No, it wasn't Matt.
Matt who?
Matt Beard. It wasn't
Matt Kennedy?
No, it wasn't him.
Oh.
I forgot who.
Yeah, I can't remember who did it.
They were playing D&D, though. Was it AJ? No,
it was during the NFS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was Matt Held.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it was that
Matt. The other Matt.
It was that Matt.
Fuck you, Colin. You
started I thought we were talking about Fat Matt. Matt Kennedy.
No.
Did you say Fat Matt?
He's not even
he's
fat.
Not. He's like the leanest person.
His great nickname, Fat Matt Kennedy.
Great beard.
Dude, Fat Albert.
Fat.
What? Hey.
Oh, we can't do that anymore because that's related to Bill Cosby in some way.
Well,
separate the art from the artist.
No, I can't do
fat
that.
Fat Albert was played by Kenan Thompson in the live-action movie, so I think
it counts. That's true.
Little Bill is about Bill Cosby.
It definitely is about Bill Cosby.
Hey, it's Fat Colin.
That's me. Funny.
That's pretty funny. That is whitewashing, though. You're canceled.
But no.
You've been canceled.
That's just his voice. It's not because he's black. What?
Anyway,
so we got about 6 minutes left.
I want to be a voice actor
and play Bernie Sanders in the Bernie Sanders animated series.
So I want to. I don't give one shit about politics at all.
Me neither.
I'm not involved. I don't look at anything. It's just kind of like a surface level.
Yeah.
But if Bernie Sanders makes it to the actual presidential election, I want him to win just so I can make a living off of impersonating him.
You can play him in, like, cartoons and
just
stuff.
Just on the internet?
And, like, like you should actually, like, go to him and help him on his campaign and just be like an animated, like, ads for him on YouTube. Bernie. Be like, I'm asking for your help.
I am once again asking for your...
He's back. He's back, everyone.
Oh, he came through the door and none of us knew.
I haven't seen you since...
5 minutes
November.
Ago.
But yeah, that's what I want to. That's the only reason I'm pulling for him to win, just so I can make a living.
I don't know what anybody stands for, really, because I also don't give a crap or shit about politics.
I give a one fart.
I don't give a wazoo about politics, just because that's just like. I mean, I've never really like.
I care because I have to.
Do you?
Yeah, I do have to.
Why?
Because it's my responsibility as an American citizen. That being said, I'm absolutely going to vote third party. so throw that responsibility away immediately.
I used to be registered independent. But then, like, apparently being registered independent means you can't vote.
You can, you just can't vote in the primaries.
Exactly, which is dumb.
Well, the primaries are, so in the Republican primary, you have to be a Republican to vote. That way Democrats don't come in and elect the worst possible candidate. Same thing with the Democrats.
Yeah.
You can't be a Republican and vote in the Democrats because then you'll just sabotage it.
Yeah, which is true. But, like,
bipartisan system sucks.
It does. That's why we need third party system. Which is why I'm going to vote third party.
Like, I'm pretty independent. Like, I said, I don't care. But I lean more towards Republican just because, like, it's kind of how I was raised. I like guns. I like borders. You've been canceled. I'm just kidding.
You've been canceled. Yeah, anyone,
if you say that on this campus, you're canceled.
Even if you think about...
The gun girl is actually my girlfriend.
That might actually cancel you.
That would cancel you. She's going to come after us now.
She's just cringy to me.
I don't even care.
Just a cringy
thing. She's just annoying, man. She's just annoying. There's a lot of bad things about her, but she's predominantly just annoying.
It's not even her, like, political. It's just the fact that... Like, if someone is as far left as she is right, I think that's just as cringy.
Oh, yeah. For sure. The extremists are the worst.
All the SJWs.
Oh, my God.
Those cringe compilations are the best.
We're turning into simps. We gotta stop.
Okay, yeah. But, like, you like gotta so, stop. So I switched to Republican just so I could, like, vote, but not because I care, but because I just want to feel like a big boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can wear the I voted sticker.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I want. I should just buy,
you can
like
still vote in the general. And get like 20 stickers.
Yeah, but I feel like if I just bought my own stickers and then also voted, which I didn't even vote.
But if you
passed election because I wasn't home,
you can register for a specific third party and then vote in their primaries, and then get the sticker.
But which third party?
It depends. Whichever one you want, whichever one's available.
Is independent a third party then?
I think independent is just a catch-all term. But like you, like let's say you're a libertarian, for example. Jesus Christ.
Sorry if you didn't hear that.
You couldn't make
it. I just farted.
We had like 2 minutes.
Jesus Christ, Colin.
I'm sorry. You ever just like...
Should we just call it there?
You ever just,
should that just be the end
we're
of the show?
Done. You ever just hope that it's just silent, you pray?
I don't want to be in this room anymore right now. Trace, do the outro.
Good way to end it.
Thank you all for listening to Excuse Us on NorseCodeRadio.com or on Spotify if it's later.
Yeah, way later.
If you do want to listen to the show live, of course, if you're not already doing it, listen to us at NorseCodeRadio.com. Find us under podcasts at Excuse Us. Other than that, John?
John is just Mondays at 10, if I remember to do it. I forgot this week, sorry.
Okay. You idiot. Colin?
I don't think you all heard me, but I did fart.
I'm pretty sure they heard.
I don't have anything to promote other than thank you guys for making this a pretty good birthday podcast.
Happy birthday again to Colin. Let's get a quick round of applause.
Happy birthday, Colin.
Thanks, guys.
And as always, 30 under, from our perspective, on anywhere podcasts are found. And thank you all for listening.
So,
bye.
No, you say.
So,
you say
it was. I'm Trace.
I'm John.
And I'm Colin.
And this has been Excuse Us.
Goodbye.
Bye.